Tonight's learning is sponsored by Karen Federbush in memory of her grandfather, Menachem Mendel ben Natali Meir, Zichrona Levracha, by Marianne Styler in memory of her father, Yehuda ben Tzvi, Zichrona Levracha, and by Barbara Teller in memory of her mother, Rachel Bas Yitzchak, Zichrona Levracha. This week we start an abridged or a truncated Shiloh of the week. Baruch Hashem, now that Tisha B'Av is over, we are back into a full wedding season. So it's going to be 3 weeks before I'm able to deliver a full Shiloh of the week, but we'll take advantages of the nights that we do have available. And the shiloh that I want to talk about this week is the shiloh of mukta on a refrigerator or freezer door. And when does that happen? So I'll tell you, it happened in our home. In our home, we still have the old school refrigerators where you can attach magnets to the refrigerator or the freezer. Attaching magnets to a refrigerator and freezer on Shabbos is its own shiloh. But in our scenario, we have a little attachment to our refrigerator, which carries pens in it. It's like a little cup. It's a magnet that attaches to the refrigerator, and it has lots of pens and scissors and all their mukta items that are in the pen. Sometimes you'll see people will attach a small whiteboard to their refrigerator or freezer. Or a far more common scenario that I think exists probably in all of our freezers, or at least in many of our freezers, is raw meat is also mukta. Let's say you have raw meat sitting in your freezer door, which happens from time to time. It happens not infrequently. In that scenario, is there an issue of opening or closing the door to your refrigerator or freezer? Of course, the potential problem is a mukta problem. If the item itself is mukta, A, every time you open the refrigerator or freezer door, you are ipso facto moving the mukta items as well. And as we've discussed in the past, there's an additional potential problem of what we call basis l'davar ha'asar, that when you have a mukta item resting on a non-mukta item, and you place it there with deliberate intent so that the non-mukta item should be supporting the mukta item, then the non-mukta item becomes mukta as well, by virtue of the fact that it is supporting, that it is underneath the mukta item. So, in theory, if you have raw meat sitting in your freezer door, if you have that little attachment to your refrigerator that holds pens and pencils, it's quite possible this would render your entire refrigerator and freezer, or at the very least, the refrigerator and freezer door, mukta as well, which would obviously pose a problem for opening and closing it over the course of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what is the halacha in this scenario? Now, the background is a Gemara in Mesechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. The Gemara there is discussing a scenario of ner she'achorei hadelas. Apparently, back in Talmudic times, they would affix a candle or some kind of small lamp to the door so that you'd have light as you were entering or leaving a home. So let's say you have this ner she'achorei hadelas, you have this candle affixed to the door. Poseach v'noel kedarko. Initially, the Gemara says you can use the door as you ordinarily would, open and close it as you please. There's no problem on Shabbos. V'im kavsa kavsa, and if it goes out, it goes out. It's okay. That's what we call davar she'ena miskave. And your intent is not to put out the candle. Your intent is just to open the door. So that is, so it's perfectly okay. But then the Gemara says, layat ala Rav. Rav was unhappy with this. Rav did not like this practice of opening and closing the door. And the Rishonim discuss why. It's evidently some kind of psik reshe. Rashi says it's a psik reshe that it's going to extinguish the candle. It's not just you open the door and it may or may not go out. Apparently, the reality was that if you were going to open the door, inevitably, the candle was going to go out. That's what we call psik reshe. If you know that the candle is going to go out when you open the door, that's going to be a problem on Shabbos, even for those who are makel, like we are, Rabbi Shimon, even for the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that is makel on general davar she'eino miskaven. So Rashi says there's going to be some kind of problem with extinguishing it. Tosfos will say that the problem is that the oil will slosh around when you open and close the door. Maybe the oil will move closer to the wick. Maybe it will move further away from the wick. So it's going to have a problem there as well, potentially Havara, potentially Kivoy. There are all sorts of problems that may arise when you open and close this door, and that's why Rav opposed the practice of opening and closing the door that had a candle affixed to it. Now, notably, the Gemara does not say that the problem is Mukta. It doesn't say that the problem is that a candle is Mukta. That's something that we've discussed in the past as well. Why exactly an Eish is Mukta is not entirely clear. It's a major discussion in the Achronim, but we know that an Eish is Mukta, a candle is Mukta. So why doesn't the Gemara just say that you can't open and close the door because the candle is mukta, and once it's affixed to the door itself becomes mukta. The door is a basis of davar ha'asar, and therefore Rav opposed opening and closing it on Shabbos. So this question is raised by Tosfos on Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, Dibra Maskel Poseach Noel, and they offer two answers. The second answer of Tosfos is that it happens to be a scenario of shachach. You forgot the candle on the door. Your intent was to take that candle off the door right before Shabbos. You got so involved in your Erev Shabbos preparations that somehow you forgot. You ended up leaving the candle on the door, but you didn't really intend to have it there. Now, why is that significant? Because one of the criteria for a basis of davar ha'asar is that, as we alluded to earlier, it needs to be left there with intent. You need to have deliberately placed it there for Shabbos. If you really wanted to take it off and you accidentally left it there for Shabbos, then the door would not become a basis of davar ha'asar, and you'd be able to continue opening and closing the door. Of course, that resolves the problem narrowly in the Gemara, but in an ordinary scenario, like our scenarios, where you deliberately place meat in the freezer door, or you deliberately affix your cup with pens and pencils to the refrigerator door, that would not necessarily help you. However, Tosvos do offer another answer. It's really the first answer in Tosvos. They Tosvos say, Bayis chashavu ubatel aga bayis. When you are looking at this door, and you're looking at the candle affixed to the door, would anyone tell you that the door is really there to serve as a support for the candle? It's quite clear that the function of the door is to serve as a door. The candle is ancillary. The candle helps so that you can see the doors, so that you can see the doorknobs, that you can open the door, you can close the door. But nobody's going to tell you that the door is a busis for the candle, that the intent of the door is purely to serve as a base or support for the candle itself. It's quite clear that the candle is an add-on of sorts to the door, and the primary function is the door itself. Now, of course, if we would accept that answer, then you would say that your refrigerator door is not mukta, or your freezer door is not mukta. It's quite clear that the purpose of a refrigerator is not just to be holding the magnet that's affixed to the outside, and really is not even just for those additional slots that happen to be on the inside where you may be storing some raw meat or something to that effect. Clearly, the primary intent or the primary purpose of a refrigerator or freezer door is to keep your stuff cold, is so that you can close your refrigerator or close your freezer, and everything will be properly preserved on the inside. So if we would adopt this other answer of Tosfos, again, really the first answer of Tosfos, then we would say that that is sufficient to render your refrigerator or freezer door non-basis of davar ha'asur, simply by virtue of the fact that its primary purpose is not to serve the davar ha'mukta. How do we paskin on this issue? Be'ezus Hashem, we will discuss it later this week on Thursday night, Be'ezus Hashem, and we will come to a conclusion on our newest Shaila of the week.